This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
When it comes to this this idea of making websites accessible, public websites accessible, you're leading this report, you're taking it through the European Parliament. What's the idea?
Well, as you know, the digital single market is one of the key priorities of the European Union. Since we are all moving into the digital world, we must make sure that we make this digital agenda available and accessible to all our citizens. So since we move more and more into the world of e-commerce, e-health, e-government, we must make sure that we have all citizens participating in this digital agenda. So the main objective is to make this digital world accessible to all our citizens.
And what do you think that would mean for blind and partially sighted people? What difference would it make if you can get this legislation through? And we're kind of halfway through the process now.
I mean, it's very individual in different member states. The objective of this directive is to harmonize the rules. So it means that all people with disabilities will be sure that they can access important information of government bodies, that they will be able to access it, that it will be available to them. And I think this is also the tool for them to participate more actively in digital world.
You've got the support of the committee here in the European Parliament, and negotiations are now going to start with ministers from across Europe. Just explain the challenges that now lie ahead.
Well, as I see the position of the ministers, or the position that was adopted in the Council, which is composed of the representative of all member states, I see some differences. For instance, to what extent we want to cover the different websites. So, for instance, if you want to have just the website, or if you then click and you go to the websites of the school, and there is in the PDF format some document, whether this document should be also accessible or not. But I hope that we will find a good compromise, because I don't see any reason why we will end up with new barriers for disabled people. I mean, we want them to be included fully in our society, in our daily life, and we don't want to create any new obstacles or barriers for them. I also think that in long term, it will also create a new level playing field for the providers, because they will know that there is just one rule, one European rule in all the member states. So in long term, I don't think we will create also any administrative burden for the member states, nor any future costs.
This is designed to work for the public sector. How broad should the coverage be? Because there's some discussion that it could just mean government websites, for example. Should it also be schools, as you mentioned there? What organisations should be covered? And also, what do you hope will be the impact on the private sector of the public sector pursuing this?
The position of the European Parliament is very clear. We want to have maximum coverage, because I personally don't see any reason, and I don't know how I can explain it, that we will just make accessible only part of the website and the rest will be maybe for the future. I don't see any reason for it. The question of the cost, which sometimes comes up, I mean, we try to do to make our websites accessible ourselves, and it's not so costly. So I don't see any reason, if individual or private companies can do it, why not the government organizations won't be able to do it.
And of course, some private companies are doing better than others. Some websites are more accessible than others. Do you hope by giving the example of the public sector that it might encourage more private companies to do the same? In other words, that it becomes a standard that websites are accessible.
Exactly. I think this is our overall objective. This is just one piece of legislation. For me, it's just the one step towards a broader agenda on the Accessibility Act for disabled people. I mean, we are now seriously engaged in building up the digital single market. We, all of us, have smartphones. We use the digital world as much as we can, and we must make sure that these activities are accessible really to all citizens.
A final, brief final question. The timing, it must be very frustrating if you have a disability now and you can't access public services, for example, when using websites. How much longer have they got to wait before this becomes law?
Well, it's a good question, but difficult to answer. I very much hope that the current presidency of the European Union, Dutch presidency, will be engaged, seriously engaged in the negotiations, so we will be able to find a deal on this file during their presidency. So it means till July of this year. But then, of course, there will be time for member states to implement this legislation. But obviously, the position of the European Parliament is and will be to have it implemented as soon as possible.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.